Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I knew you lot wouldn't like it.
It's just people reading lines.
The acting's horrible.
Bad guys don't win.
The plot twist at the end, yeah?
It's so dumb.
What's happening, guys? Welcome back, man. This is Things We Watched. I'm Fred Santana.
I'm Temi Alchemy.
And I'm VP in the cut.
Yes, Soshki. All right, listen, man. Things have been going on in this TV and film industry. AI is looking like it won't take over, but we can't let it. That's first and foremost. Second of all, make sure if you're here for the first time, click subscribe.
Yes.
And like on early. Like, just click like early. And then leave a comment at some point on what you want us to watch or what you think of what we watched as well. Give your ratings if you've seen The Distin, and we'll give you ours along the way. On the agenda today, we've got BMF, Mea Culpa, Source Code, Roadhouse. What have you watched, Dennis?
All of those, Dune.
Oh, Dune 2.
Dune 2.
Yeah.
I watched The Gentleman.
I watched it too. Yeah. But first of all, let me tell you what's coming this year. Let me tell you what's coming, because there's one that's upset me. So I'm going to start from the top. Mm-hmm. We've got Ghostbusters 2.
Okay.
You know, the with the young kids.
Yeah.
That's coming real soon from Sony. The First Omen. You ever watched The Omen?
No, yeah. I never did.
The Omen was scary business, man. Scary business.
Yeah.
That's all I know about it, but I never watched it.
Scary business. Yeah. Godzilla and Kong.
Again?
Yeah.
No, this is the first time Godzilla and Kong. Not really? Like. Because obviously there's been. I don't think there's been Kong, but there hasn't been Godzilla and Kong. Like.
Oh, no. New. It's Godzilla and Kong. Who am I thinking of? Godzilla. No, he faced somebody
else. It was King
else.
Kong for sure.
Dude,
it was
that
somebody
come out?
Else.
For sure.
Because I've got
definitely
a role.
Definitely Kong before.
I've got a role that
there
says
was definitely
Team
like
Godzilla.
A gorilla
oh,
sort
yeah,
of.
There was.
Yeah, yeah, they've done it before. Yeah, I didn't watch it, but they've done Godzilla vs. Kong.
I remember I got the fresh back here. I got the slippers and the robe. Team Godzilla.
I think I remember. I think I remember.
They've done it before. They'll run it again, you know.
Yeah, yeah. But I think they're on the same team this time.
Yeah, it looked like they were in the trailer.
From the trailer, it looks like Ava Kong's.
Right.
Kong's, you know what I mean? So they have to bring Godzilla in to back it. But it looks good. It looks good. I'm going to watch it. Cinema Club, we're going outside,
yeah,
man.
Yeah,
going.
We
we've got one of my favorite films and franchises, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
Okay, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
That looks good.
That's my ish. I love Caesar and Cobra and
all of them.
All of them. Apes, no kill ape, together stronger.
And bring the AI looks like it gets better. Every time.
It does. It really does.
Cole, do you remember when girls are feeling Caesar in a suit and that? God, I know you remember. I know you remember. Don't worry. Bad Boys 4.
Mm-hmm. Oh, come on.
There's another 4. And this is a 4 that everyone's been screaming for. It's not fully confirmed, but we saw a picture of Chris Tucker and Jackie Chan throwing up 4s.
I'll be here for it.
Lee and Carter coming back. Rush Hour 4.
I'll be here for it.
I'm going outside.
But I reckon it'll be like, because they're old now, like, so it'll probably be like them teaching some new young
nah but that's out. What we thought about Bad Boys 3 and it kind of slapped. The beginning was
Bad
rough
Boys, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it was slow in the beginning, yeah, yeah, but yeah, you know,
they picked it up.
Yeah, but what, they're not calling it Bad Boys for Life? That's crazy if they don't, though. That is right there, like Bad Boys.
I'm gonna
4,
watch
like,
it. Oh, it's right there. Oh yeah,
like,
oh
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah, that's true. But they called the third one that.
That's like the saying they say throughout.
Yeah. Right? So
nah,
this
but
one
they didn't call it Bad Boys 3. They called it Bad Boys for Life.
Is it?
Yeah, number 3 was called Bad Boys for Life.
Oh, they messed up. Yeah, they didn't think they were going to get a 4.
Deadpool 3.
Yes. Excited about that.
Yeah.
Wolverine.
Yeah.
I like that. My fave.
Craven the Hunter.
Yeah.
I think there's a new Joker movie coming this year as well.
Okay.
All right.
Gladiator 2. Yeah. I'm going to skip this one because I'm going to come back to it after. Yeah. Mufasa.
Bad Boys 3 was Bad Boys for Life.
Yeah. Yeah. Mufasa, The Lion King. So Mufasa's
what
story.
What are we doing here? Oh, come on, guys.
Hey, it might be good.
I mean, I've got kids, so yeah.
And plus, come on, origin story.
Yeah.
How did he become the king? These guys, man, beefing Scar.
They're so smart.
Yeah.
Or like 30 years later. Origin.
Now, the one that's upset me is Lord of the Rings, The War of Rohim. Rohirrim. That's what I'm going to go for. Because I'm a Lord of the Rings like fan. I prefer Lord of the Rings over Harry Potter.
Yeah, me too, to be fair.
Can I say something blasphemous?
Wait.
You've never seen it?
Never seen it.
Oh, you're missing out
never
still.
Never seen one.
I love Lord of the Rings. Is good movies. Still,
I've even watched the extended versions. Where one is like four or five hours long. Like watched it.
I watched it.
My old housemate at uni watched it. Flipping. But I was reading it and it's an animated thing.
Oh.
Upset. No, because when they did like, not the spin-offs, but they did like The Hobbit and that.
Yeah.
Like one or two of them was all right, but then it's not Lord of the Rings.
Not the same.
It's not going to be.
But
the real giant.
I like that because obviously I was disappointed. I liked the first What If series, but the second one was a bit...
I still ain't watched it because you said it was dead. So I'm actually gonna watch that though.
You know,
I'm in my cartoon bag though.
I've been watching anime, man.
I heard
Invincibles is on its way.
It's coming back. Yeah,
when I say Invincibles. Lovely. Invincible.
Yeah. Invincible.
Love
that.
It's on its way back.
Yeah.
All right. Should we kick off with BMF?
Yeah. BMF. Yeah.
So at the time of recording this one, episode 3.
Yeah. Yep.
Who wants to take it?
I started it last night. Watched all 3 episodes. I like it, man.
You do.
I do, man.
Do you know what I deep more and more is that it's just people reading lines.
The acting's horrible.
They're introducing
more stars, Lil Baby, 2J. No,
he read his
Neo.
Line cold.
Neo's been good. Yeah, Neo's been really good. The way Lil Baby
but I think
just,
he's easy no, to play. Lil like Baby, a, he just, read his line properly, bro. That guy had a line and he delivered
and that's the most
that
authentic Atlanta accent. Yeah. You're like that. Yeah. Oh, Mish.
I'm
Atlanta.
Baby, you smashed that, bro. Oscar.
Well done. Well done. You know, you kind of couldn't understand what he was saying, but you knew what he was saying.
You know, 2 Chainz is doing too much acting in his face. He's doing too much.
Yeah.
He's doing too much.
Shout out Titty Boy, man.
Yeah, it's good. I think it's a bit slow right now.
Yeah.
Like, they started off fast because obviously it was like, right, we want to show Meech has hit Atlanta. And bang, they dropped the dead body on him and all that kind of saying, yo, you're in our city. So I was like, okay, all right. And then these last two, I've been like, nothing's happening yet.
It's building.
And I get that you have to start with a bang, then kind of drop off a bit and show the story and then come back up.
But
it's still got me. It's still got me, but soap.
Huh?
It's a soap.
Oh, soap opera.
Yeah, I'm not hooked. I'm not hooked at season 3. Like, like I just feel like it's read your line, shoot gun, read your line. Again, there's no like heavy act. There's a decent little storyline, which is rough. I'm not sure how true it is with T and his baby moms and his side piece.
I think
she called Child Protection Services.
I think... she did as well. I don't see anyone, they haven't showed anyone else that has a motive to apart
from that. Yeah, exactly.
I think she did that shit. Very, very mad if she did do
to
that.
To get him back.
Yeah.
I think she did that shit.
It's not impossible, yeah.
It's definitely slow right now.
I like the dad though. The mum's the best actress in the whole show.
She's cold. Dad is doing the most to try and get his wife back, bro.
Yeah, but he was out there in Atlanta. He wanna go Freaknik, you know like
bro.
He's trying to be outside.
He's doing the most,
bro. He's trying to be outside.
I came home dancing. I said, what are you dancing for, man?
Happy
the boss papers are coming.
The doctor definitely hit the mum back in the day, though.
100%.
Oh, my gosh, bro. She was blushing, bro. Yeah. She was blushing.
She got away from him.
Guy got her the exclusive popcorn.
I know this ain't that.
That's where the best acting comes. When you're on the old, when you're on the elderly, older lot.
Yeah, because they're experienced.
Yeah, they're seasoned.
They're experienced.
The young ones are just reading lines, man.
I don't mind it.
I don't mind it. Like, I know what I'm getting for it.
Yeah.
Like, if it was like the acting had like gone downhill, cool. But I've gone through it with this acting, so I go into it expecting this, and it's like, you're giving me what I can.
I'm more awake to it because in the off season of there being no BMF or power, and I don't watch Kanan's story.
I haven't raised Kanan.
I've watched things where I'm seeing acting.
Good
so
acting, yeah, yeah.
I'm up here with what I'm seeing.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. And then I have to drop.
Like, I respect Fifth. I like what Fifth is doing, and he's bringing in rappers and black actors and black actresses. But and then, like I said, I like the older generation's acting. Their scenes are so much more. I'm paying attention.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, 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 like, yeah. I have a lot. It's just like, man, I'm just reading their lines and that. Like, they're not selling that they believe who they
are. What gets me is I feel like sometimes they dub audio into the scene. So like in the scene they didn't say it, but they've gone somewhere else and recorded
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and added it in. Yeah, yeah.
Because I think when they're at that party or whatever, not party, whatever that event is, that the dad's there.
The rap thing, yeah.
And then he's like, "Dad, watch out."
Yeah.
It's like, bro, that sounded like somebody just recorded that. Like they forgot to do it on set.
That's annoying. Why did you want to get taken out? Bro, go, man.
I was so annoyed that he was there. And he's like, Misha's basically like, "Bro, you're showing everybody who my dad is right now. This is a very
against
like.
Against the Haitians. Yeah. It's dangerous. But the dad threw a bang, though.
Yeah, he did. I like that.
That's what Meech you good. Yeah. That's like, yeah.
Meech, watch out.
Yeah. After a bag. Yeah. It's all right. I'm definitely going to keep watching on. I think it was Baby Girl that that called CPS on T's family. Mm. I think the stripper is going to snake Meech at some point, though.
I think that's a ride or die. I don't know.
You can't trust them, man. She's a stripper.
I hear it, but she's kind of rescued. He's kind of rescued her, so she might be like, all right, you're showing me another life. Like, yeah. I think another possibility who could have called CPS could be the person that T's beefing. You know the girl? It could be her. It's a stretch. I think that story is going to unfold more and she's obviously trying to ruin them right now because she's realizing, oh, they got another plug and he didn't go through with the deal. So I don't know how that's going to unfold.
Any predictions from you?
Nah, I'm just enjoying it. You know when you're just taking what they're giving you? Because I feel like this thing is fictional. I know it's based on real events, but I'm watching it thinking this has to be all fictional, bro. it's mad. Like a lot of it, you know how they say like a lot of it's dramatized?
Yeah.
There's definitely a lot of dramatization.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
All right, we'll give our ratings once the season's over. Yeah. Not at this point, it's not even halfway through. But yeah, we'll keep watching it and sharing our thoughts. Let us know what you think about it at this current moment in time, though. Mea culpa. You both watched it, yeah?
I didn't finish it.
It's a sexy film, man.
Sexy.
Yeah, it's a sexy film.
It's called Kelly Rowland sexy.
Bro.
That's
bro, she's sexy. The guys are good looking, bro. Yeah. It's a sexy film, bro. I'll be real,
it's
bro.
It's an erotica.
It's an erotica. Hey, good sex scene.
Hey.
Good sex scene. Considering it wasn't porn, good sex scene, bro.
She caved. The way she caved, though. God. The horrible cave.
I didn't even see
this. It's because the Grey Drone was necking him.
That's what made you cave.
I've heard about that.
But okay, so what's the premise of the show? So he's an artist and he's been alleged to have killed someone he was dating. And she's the fancy lawyer that he wants her to represent him. Mm-hmm. Now, the person that she's married to, her brother, is going for like district attorney, one of them type roles, isn't it? And the mum is a fake cancer patient.
Yeah.
Which is fake.
It's crazy. Like, yeah,
she's not, she hasn't.
But she's trying to orchestrate things.
Tyler Perry. Yeah.
It is Tyler Perry, isn't it?
It is.
I'm okay. That part right there. Yeah. Fake cancer patients.
Yeah.
So Tyler.
Yeah. Very. Very Tyler.
Very. So the mum's trying to orchestrate things where he gets the position that he wants by getting this artist in jail. So they've orchestrated the whole
everything.
The girlfriend's not even dead. Like,
what?
Nah,
the plot twist at the end, is so dumb. Nah. So everyone must have, you haven't watched it.
I wasn't going to finish it.
But like, she goes.
Everyone must have watched it now.
What happens? Like, is it before? No, is it before or after? No, it's before she comes back and they try to do her in the house.
Yes, right? No. After.
I'm done at it. You tell it.
I feel like the thing is, it was such a long time ago. I watched it and it was such a bad film. I forgot it.
Yeah, but
I remember there's a point where she travels. No, no. Is it she travels or the security guard? Not security guard, like the private investigator guy travels, and he sees this lady that was supposed to be murdered.
No, she sees.
Oh, she sees her.
She cuts after a while to go on holiday because she's not doing the case no more.
Yeah.
So she goes on holiday. I think this is after like they break up. We're telling it horribly, yeah. Horrible. But they break up. But she goes to like she goes on holiday.
Yeah.
And she bucks the lady that is supposed to be dead, like handing out towels.
Yeah. She's working in the hotel. What are the odds?
Of all hotels.
All the staff, you've seen this lady.
She's ducking her down through the hotel as if you're police.
Yeah, you're just a lawyer, bruv.
Yeah. Ducking her down and that. She kind of catches her, but she gets away.
Yeah.
And she calls her investigator friend. It's like, I've just seen her. So now she's come back.
Yeah.
And then like there's a scuffle at the crib. But out of 10, Mea Culps.
I'm going to give it a 5. And the reason why I give it that high is because it was a good sex scene, bro. I was surprised to see Kelly like that, bro.
Really?
That was a hot scene.
The first sex scene with her and her actual husband or whatever, that one was... You see that she's wearing a...
Oh, right.
I was like, come on, man. At least make this believable.
The other joint
like
had paint in it. I said, what?
Yeah.
That was a good scene. Like, it wasn't a waste. You know, sometimes sex scenes are a waste. I was like, that was a good scene.
Because the thing is, you just knew it was coming for so long.
Oh, for sure. It was dumb the way it happened.
Everything was so telegraphed. And it was like, I know what's going to happen. He's going to be involved and she's going to be involved. You just could tell. They're going to do it. And, you know, the only thing that you probably would have got wrong is Rod, this used to have a history with the investigator. Is the investigator going to try it? But he kind of just like fizzled out.
Yeah.
After
horrible
a while.
Film. Horrible film. But what's the sex scene?
A 5.
Yeah. But I'll say the sex scene.
Probably a 5.2.
Okay. I didn't finish it, but where I got up to, it was a 3.
Yeah.
That's good, man. I was like, without the sex scene,
trust me,
I guess.
Bro. It's a 3 without it. It's a 3 without it. It's a good scene.
Did they even really go court that?
Nah.
They don't.
He won. And that was it. She came out.
And she's watching from afar,
yeah.
Like Alfred watching Batman.
Yeah, one court scene with lawyers and all that. It's like, it was just nothing. It was so rubbish. It was so rubbish, man.
Dune 2. Let's get on to Dune 2.
Amazing film.
Wow.
Amazing film.
I would not go that far.
I would go that far.
I'm going to let you have
that
your time, homie.
That film is amazing. What? I knew you lot wouldn't like it.
It's not I didn't like it.
No, I think
it's
all right.
Not amazing.
Amazing.
Did you watch number one?
Yeah, I watched both.
And you both thought, that's why I thought you lot wouldn't like this, because number one you both said was rubbish.
I know exactly what's going to happen in number two because of number one.
What do you mean by that?
Number one is actually going to have the action and he's going to win. It's like, this is what's wrong with the film industry at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Bad guys don't win, which is annoying. You just know every film.
Yeah, like, the end's very predictable.
Even if he gets stabbed... He's gonna win.
Yeah, but that's the whole point of movies, though.
Which is what they need to change.
What?
It's time for change.
What? You just want bad guys to win.
We need a bad. Like when Thanos won.
Yeah.
You had.
Shocked everybody.
Yeah. I was like, oh shit, he clicked. And
yeah.
You had non-regulars come into the cinema.
Yeah.
You had non-Avenger fans come into the cinema.
Yeah.
I agree.
I'm still happily ever after, please.
It feels like the only bad guy to have ever won is Thanos, and then he ended up losing in the end.
Anyway. Because for society reasons, like, you have to let the bad guy lose.
Yeah.
Otherwise, people are going to really think they can go out there and do a madness.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
They will. If they're serial killers and there's been
Thanos
happily ever after.
I can do it.
Yeah. Happily ever after has been happening. There's still serial killers out there, bro. Imagine if... One
the
of
serial
these guys
killer
wins.
Is the one that's winning.
Crazy.
Do you know what will happen if they make a film and the bad guy wins and there's never a sequel, a prequel, enough? Just that's how the film ended.
It'll go down in history forever as the only.
I don't know. Someone might say, "Oh, watch the bad guy wins."
Yeah,
it might be out there.
Probably
but,
is.
Yeah,
but...
I just haven't seen it. But for me, that film, love the way it's shot, love that
shot horribly. I think.
Oh, that's crazy still.
Good camera quality. It's just dusty all the time. I get there in the desert.
What?
It's not. I don't think it was like a crazy cinematic experience.
Oh my God.
I don't.
Yeah, you lost me.
What?
I don't. Because I've watched Avatar. That's shot.
Oh, everyday Avatar, bro.
Yeah. Avatar's animation.
And I've watched Batman, the recent one.
Yeah.
I
mean,
that was shot. Yeah, even though it's dark.
Yeah, really I agree things are shot better, but it was shot well.
That was good, horror, man. That was good. I liked it. I like the way they use colour, lack of
colour
in black and white. Like, I like it. It's very like
brown. It's shot in sepia.
Yeah, exactly. I like the way it made me feel. Like I felt like I was in.
I did feel like I was there when I was watching.
Yeah.
Oh,
really?
Wow.
Did you like the film?
I liked the end because that's the only part where some really happens. See, the rest of it is like it's like he's in training the whole time.
It's a story. That's the thing. I'm very much in my story bag right now. Like I'm very much give me a good story. Uh-huh. And that's a perfect story.
I don't think it was a great story because it only happens I'm gonna assume in the span of like 2 weeks. It's not like he was on this long pill. We didn't even see, when he was supposed to go. Wait. When he was supposed to go into the desert and buck some jinns, they didn't even show it.
The girl helped him, innit?
Yeah.
They didn't even show him spend a night or two in there suffering or something like that.
Yeah, probably director's cut. That's horrible. I was surprised. I thought that, you know, we was going to hear one of them spirits that speak to him. I was surprised at that. But
Story-wise, we had a lot of dialogue. I don't think we had a lot of story.
Yeah, that's what I mean by story. Like, the dialogue, all of it. Like, I just enjoy watching it. Like, there wasn't a part of it that I was just like...
For me, the majority of dialogue was even just them two romancing each other.
Nah, I disagree with that. That's
crazy. There was romancing.
Nah, man. There was only like one scene or two scenes.
Yeah.
I'm not even talking about like them kissing. I'm like...
Yeah.
It's like... It's not like flirting. It was just like... You could tell they're into each other, like, and it just seems like that's all it's about right now. I don't need to get hurt. I don't need to do this. I want you to be safe. I want you to be protected.
I don't know how to defend this because you're saying is what I like about it.
Like, no, man. You know what I'm saying? You see with like a Lord of the Rings, yeah?
Yeah.
You haven't watched it. You've watched it.
Yeah.
It's not levels to that. Like where there's romance, but there's also, hey, we need to go on this fellowship of this thing. You know, like, it's a fellowship.
The
Lord of the
Rings story, yes, because it's more like, it's a fictional, they're both fictional, but Lord of the Rings is like something outside of my, like I couldn't have imagined making Lord of the Rings, whereas I could have probably imagined making a film like this.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, it's not a far-fetched idea that there's people beefing. Do you know what I mean? Whereas Lord of the Rings, the ring that one control, like that's a far-fetched idea.
I get it, but then at one point, he's meant to buck a big worm. He draws out the biggest worm and he rides it immediately.
Yes, he is that guy.
He's the guy.
He ain't rode worm before.
Yeah.
He is that guy. Yeah, like, that's the whole point.
We ain't got 5 hours here to like show him. Like, he needs to be the one.
I've seen things like at least like show him fail once or twice and like more doubt. He's never going to do it. Like, it was just he rode the worm.
I think if you showed him failing, you probably would have come in and said, "Ah, they're just showing him ride worm for 45 minutes."
Nah,
I don't feel like you liked the film.
It don't need to be 45. Nah, because I liked the ending, like the first. No, nah, not the fact, like the last like 45 minutes where I got a sense of okay,
things
now it's about to all of that. This is mad. Well, that first bit was just like, it was slow. And I get it's a 2 hour film.
It's slow.
I remember it's even two films.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, it's just, I don't feel like it was story. It was just scene after scene after scene. But it was all, I don't know how to, like, maybe if it was like we spoke about it the day after, I could tell you like, this scene, that scene.
Yeah.
But then things missing, as in like him going into the desert. We didn't even see him buck a gin. Man are telling me there might be gins out there.
Did you cut that scene out?
I feel that would have been a good scene to see. Like something else could have been left out and boom, boom, boom. And then the way they done off Haaland.
Oh, yeah. I liked it, man. Yeah, man really got him out of just... Yeah, nah, that to me, that film was what I expected what... from the first one. So Dune 1, I knew this film isn't going to be action.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? After watching Dune 1. So when I went into Dune 2, I got more action than I actually expected.
Okay.
Because I thought I was going to get similar to Dune 1, like a good story, few little bits of action here and there, but it was a lot more action than Dune 1.
Yeah.
I prefer it over the first one for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
First one, I didn't enjoy that much. But I thought, okay, well, there's another two. There's a number two, so let me go and see it.
And there's going to be a number three.
I was going to say, when I saw the way it ended, I was like, there has to be a number three.
There's going to be a number three. And that one, now I'm expecting that to be a holy war, because that's what they said.
Right.
Holy
it has war? To so be.
With who?
With the rest of the houses.
He made him kiss his hand.
Yeah, but the rest of the houses didn't agree to him being king.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
now
yeah,
they're all going to be beefing him. Yeah. So there's a whole war coming.
You think everyone can leave this room if you want to beef me? I'll do you all off head right now.
Yeah, but it's not the people in the room that he's
Juice
beefing.
Home.
It's the other spaceships. The ones in the rooms, they're there. Like, they're done.
But
the ones in the spaceship
we'll
outside.
You kiss my ring before you leave this place. It's like, you want to beef me in 2 weeks. Kiss it now.
Yeah, I liked his character development from being the whole, like, I don't know, man. To being like, yeah, like,
you know what, throughout the film, or the first 2 hours, there weren't many twists and turns. Like, it's when it gets to that final fight scene, and it's like, oh, like, either give me your daughter. Like, he says to his his babes, yeah, like, I always love you. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
goes over there, like, give me her hand.
Yeah. I was like,
I said,
She's right there, you know. She can see you.
Yeah. And he kept looking at us. I was thinking maybe he's going to be like, we'll talk later on.
Yeah.
I'm just doing it just because I'm about to kill her.
He didn't give no explanation. Yeah. He just left it like that. I was like, this guy's a G now.
It was even when he got stabbed, like, it was intense.
It was.
Like, when he was, like, breathing, looking at him, I was like, music. Oh, shit.
But this
they
is
use
the...
no music in the fight scene. They let that shit sound
cold. That's cold. That was cold. But man gets nanked, yeah? Does the reverse nanking, and then after that he does dialogue, and it's like, man ain't sat down.
He, like, limped over to them, man.
No, bro.
Man just got nanked. Like, the
it's
nanking.
Real, man.
I get it, man. But it's not come real. On, man. You might as well not nank him.
Why?
Nah, man. That adds to the drama of it.
It adds to the fact that he might have lost.
Nank him in his leg then. No. Like, man gets nanked in the midsection. He's not bleeding out.
I don't know what you want, man.
I want realism. I get it's a fictional diss thing, but some element of... Why does he... Cool, he's the bad guy. He's Harland, the bad guy. Why does he die, but nanked hair? Yeah. Organs. Limped over.
People have been nanked in their midsection and lived and walked.
Yeah, I get you live.
To the hospital by themselves.
Man ain't bled out. Is that, he didn't even go hospital. Like, no one's tending to
do. We haven't seen that yet.
We'll see what we see, man.
I say he wants him to go A&E in the desert.
I'd rather him even not get nanked or get nanked in the leg or somewhere else that's not a place where you'd be like, bruh, you should be going down. Because remember, I watched Beekeeper as well, yeah?
I need to watch that.
I watched that, though.
I'll tell you after. So ratings of Dune 2.
I'll give it a 7.5.
I'm at a 9.
That's crazy to me.
I'm at a 9.
I give it a 7.5.
Yeah.
I wasn't mad at it. I didn't feel like
I'll give it a 7. It's better than the first one.
Yeah. I'm at a 9. I really
would you watch the second or third one?
Yeah.
So they're doing their job.
To give it a horrible review
on board
again.
For a long time. I was like, shit, a fucking part three.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch it, though.
No, if it wasn't for the reason of calling it shit and pissing off the audience, I wouldn't watch it. Like,
right.
You know, like that. It's just because they get mad. One of them ones. I think they enjoy it when I say something shit because they'll say, watch this.
Yeah. It's like Marmite,
isn't
it?
They know I'll say shit. Like, I don't think it was shit. I'll give it a 7. Like, because the last 45 minutes of the film was way more interesting than...
I can agree with that. It was good.
Yeah, 100%. There was more action. Yeah.
But what I hate, because then I'll tell you about Beekeeper. Like, it's a decent... I'll tell you about Beekeeper, yeah. So,
it's Jason Statham.
But where I'll get to is that, because there's something in his and the Rock's contract, yeah? That says they can't lose a fight.
Yeah.
This is a horrible actor to have on your books.
Not for me.
Because no, as in, like...
If you want realism, yes.
In the
whole film, I think he may have got hit two or three times, only in the final fight, and there's so many guns.
Of course, bro.
I'm just tired of watching this. It's like...
Bro, you can't go into a Jason Statham film thinking he's going to lose or there's going to be real.
But can we just lose the guns then? How about a film with no guns?
Like no,
guns.
We need him to dodge
because
bullets.
He's not even dodging them.
Yeah, but we need him to.
They're just missing. He's going up a spiral stairs. There's like 50 guys. Get all up the spiral stairs. And you're just thinking.
But you appreciate that people watch these films for this, right? Yeah. Like, this film is made for us to see a man do everything but die.
Because I don't mind the story. Like, the story's all right. So basically, like, he's part of an agency called, or that they get called beekeepers. Mm-hmm. So the scene starts with him like actually being a beekeeper, and he lives near an old woman who gets a phone call, and they're trying to run fraud. So she gets a message on her laptop saying, click this, trying to do this. So she's called them. The guy's giving like a training session to all the other fraudsters. And he says, this is how we get them. Okay, click this for us, please, ma'am. Have you seen this on your screen now? And then you can see all her accounts popping up. One of them's got 2 million in there. So he puts her on hold and says, look, this is the belly. We're about to get her. Can you enter your password, please, ma'am? We just need to verify. She's like, oh, I don't think I should. And then she says, enters it, cleared everything. Phone line gone. All the money's gone. She then commits S, trigger warning.
Oh, wow.
Then her daughter's a police lady. So she's come, and obviously the beekeeper, Jason Statham's there in it because he was coming to drop off honey to her, but she wasn't answering the door. So he's come in. Then the daughter's come in and says, who are you? Put your hands up. They've arrested him. He's like, I've done nothing. But so he goes down to the police station, comes back. So now he gets to investigating on like what happened to the mum in it. Mm-hmm. He's found out, it's this like agency that is scamming people out of their money. So he's gone up there, set the place on fire. Mm-hmm. Cool. No guns have been drawn in him like that yet. But nah, they've brought bad guys. He's disposed of them quickly. His little cool. I'm not
as
mad
you'd
yet.
Expect, yeah.
You know, I'm not mad yet. He's cut off this one's hand. He's tied him to a car, drove him off the cliff of a bridge. I'm like, it's good stuff at the moment.
Good Jason Statham.
It's good Jason Statham stuff. It's good. He's delivering his lines as he would. I'm not mad at the moment. Now more and more bad guys start coming. And it just always makes me think like, as the head bad guy, why did you hire these people?
Yeah.
That everyone is just shit. They've all got blacked out uniform, goggles,
the you
big
can see
guns.
Them coming a mile off.
Like, I'm just like, and there's one scene, where he's going to the next base to like do off the base, and FBI is there, guarding the front door. He's just walked up to them, and said like, if I was gonna like break into this place, I wouldn't go in from the back. So they've all turned around and like, it's him. Guns have drawn.
He's
in the middle of all of them, guns have drawn, and they still haven't been able to. I'm just like, come on, man. He's in the middle. And then you see like 2 FBI in the distance, they're scrapping here. The FBI haven't turned around. You could see them, and they're just like,
just watching.
Not even, they got their back turned. So they can't just hear.
Yeah, it's going off.
It's going off at the front door of this thing and no one can see it. I'm just like, come on.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I don't care. I'm watching that film and I'm not going to expect nothing real.
Yeah.
I want fake.
I didn't watch it because I knew it was going
to
be like.
Yeah, that's why I was like, I watch it when I can be bothered to.
I don't mind the story because there's a nice plot twist of the head honcho bad guy is the son of the president.
Okay.
But he's scamming all these elderly people out of their money. So he's like on his, trying to find out who's at the top of this.
Right.
It's not a bad watch, but it's, I'm just sick of gun scenes now. I'm sick of gun scenes, man.
Do you want knives?
I can be.
Bring knives. Because do you know what ruined it the most for me was John Wick 4.
Oh, okay.
Horrible.
Horrible stuff. Man just did
horrible.
This.
Yeah, horrible. Yeah, the bulletproof suit, the worst invention in Hollywood ever.
So now, when there's not a bulletproof suit, you guys, you can hit the target.
They just miss it.
Like, come on,
it's hard to shoot guns.
Please,
man.
Just a leggy, just a leggy.
It's hard to shoot guns.
Just a leggy, like. If man get man in the shoulder, like just one time, just a leggy,
a little graze, or
a bum cheek,
yeah.
Something, just not a vital order, but just get him one time, please. I beg, but hey, it's not a bad watch because you see Jason Statham do Jason Statham thing. Yeah. And did you know that he used to be an Olympic diver?
I did not.
No, not at all.
An Olympic diver.
Not at all.
That's a random man. Career swap.
Now he's the man.
Yeah. What have you guys watched?
Man.
I've been watching, I watched The Last Airbender, Avatar The Last Airbender. I really enjoyed that. I thought it was going to be too childish.
And it's anime?
No, it's not anime. One's live action. Okay. Yeah, so the original is a cartoon that was on... was it Cartoon Network or Nickelodeon? No, Nickelodeon.
I'm mad.
But yeah, they've made live action. And I thought, because I like the cartoons, I might like this. But then I was like, but because I'm an adult, I probably won't like this.
Mm.
But it held up. Like, it was actually like, it wasn't too childish. Obviously, it is child-friendly. But it wasn't like, oh, this is like...
And it's on Netflix.
Mm. Yeah, it's on Netflix. But I really actually did enjoy it. It's like, if you don't know about Avatar, it's like the four elements, air, earth, fire, and water. And essentially, the airbenders, Aang is an airbender. And every time Avatar dies, the Avatar is somebody that can control all four elements. Mm. And every time somebody dies, it goes to the next element. So right now is the turn of the airbenders. Right. So Aang is an airbender, but the Fire Nation, they want total control. Like right now, everybody lives in harmony, but Fire Nation, they're like, nah, we
should. So only one person can bend air?
No, only one person can bend all four elements.
Right.
But there's a tribe that bends air, tribe that bends fire, tribe that bends water.
And so when someone dies, the spirit of bending four elements goes into someone else?
Goes into someone
else. And only one person?
Only one person.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So obviously right now it's Aang's turn, but Fire Nation want to take over and they know that the next avatar is going to be an airbender. But because obviously Aang is a child, he doesn't know he's the Avatar yet. He hasn't yet mastered all four elements.
So wait, the Fire have had their turn though, so they want to do off
they
the youth.
They had a thing, yeah. They want to do
off. Oh, wait, so man.
They don't want to wait. They want to control everything. Mm. So,
but you can only control it for one season anyway.
No, as in like, they want to control all the kingdoms. Like they don't, they're not just like the elements. They want to control all the kingdoms and be in charge, innit?
Mm-hmm.
You know, domination shit. Like,
everyone wants the power.
Everybody wants the power. So obviously they're like, okay, cool. We know that the next avatar is going to be in the airbending tribe, innit?
Mm-hmm.
So let's do off all the airbenders. Make sure none of them live. So then at least we know the next avatar is not coming for another whatever years.
Yeah, I can watch this, you know.
Yeah, it sounds
so they do off all the airbenders.
And there's no guns.
No guns. Elements.
Elements. My shit.
Yeah, it's elements.
On this much
shit. All right, bro, it's lit still.
Yeah.
They do them all off. But at the time, Aang, he's flown off on his sky bison, like fictional.
Sky bison?
Fictional. It's a bison that flies.
Okay.
But yeah. So he's flown off, but he gets caught in a storm, innit? And every 100 years, there's like a comet that comes past that makes firebenders like the most powerful benders, innit? Mm. So it was on that day that they decide to attack airbenders.
Right.
So they wipe out all the airbenders. Now Aang's the last airbender.
Right.
Because obviously he's flown off. There was a storm. He enters his avatar mode like accidentally and traps himself in a ball of ice.
Right.
So 100 years later, he gets found by a young girl and her brother, who she's a waterbender. and she's trying to bring the boat. Like, they basically fall off their boat, and she's trying to bring the boat back to them, but inadvertently releases him out of the thing.
Yeah,
and then it's just the journey.
Do they use any of this airbending for good? Like, are they? Is it like, say we're in England, yeah, and the airbenders are in like Manchester, and the rest of the world aren't, or the rest of the UK aren't airbenders, or is it like it's only Manchester and everyone is airbending and firebending?
No,
like, do they use it for good?
Like, so it's okay, is it cool. One? I don't know where the country is, but it's like different parts of the country essentially. Like, right. So, for example, Manchester are the airbenders, London are the firebenders, okay. Whatever.
So, but everyone can. Everybody's
got their own powers. Cool. There's some that are just.
You know, like in Dragon Ball Z, so there are some that are just human. Yeah, some are just human. They use it for good as well. Or is it just
so that's the whole thing. They're supposed to only use it for good, but fire is the one that's like out here, like, let's rule and
my type of people.
Fire. But yeah, it was actually really enjoyable. Like, to the point where I watched it by myself because I was like, my missus isn't gonna be into this stuff, and she watched it by herself, and she came to me and was like, "What's wrong with the firebenders?" No, because when she put on the first episode, I was like, "You're gonna watch this?"
Yeah,
I was like, she was like, "Yeah." I was like, "Oh, I watched it already, you know." She's like, "Okay." Like, I'm not sure if I want to watch it, but I want something on the TV right now.
Yeah.
And she enjoyed it. She got into it.
Yeah, Yasmin's watching Walking Dead with me. She's enjoying it.
Yeah. Nice.
So who's he?
Yeah.
I pressed pause in that. You know, I'm down to press pause.
Yeah. I press pause and explain. You know, I don't miss nothing. What do you rate it, though?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'll give it like an 8.
Okay.
Yeah. 8 out of 10.
How many episodes?
Oh, I want to say 6 to 10. I can't remember.
Okay, so
right
it's like
now.
A short series.
Yeah, like. But there was obviously going to be a season 2.
So it's not a short series then.
Yeah, apparently, well, if I'm not misquoting her, I believe my missus said that she's seen that they've already commissioned season 2 and 3.
Nice. I watched, what am I excited about? I watched Kin. Have you guys heard of Kin?
I think I've seen it on Netflix.
I don't know if it's on Netflix. I know it's on BBC.
Maybe. Oh, I've
oh
seen
no,
it on
no, I didn't watch.
Yeah. Kin's cold. Kin is cold.
So is it a British drama?
It's Irish.
Okay.
It's Irish. Shout out to the whole of Ireland. So Kin is basically about a drug dealing family that are in Ireland. They're not the top dogs, but they're up there. Essentially, it's just about a whole war that happens in between these like big families or these within Ireland with the top dogs. So what happens in the beginning? In the beginning, it's like four brothers. Their dad is actually in jail, but the four brothers run the family. Three brothers that run the family. And the main guy, Frank, he's like the top. Obviously, he's the oldest, right? And he goes to see like the top dog, and the top dog basically says, "Yo, no one ain't dealing no other drugs. You're only dealing my drugs." So he's like, "Yeah, but we like to buy in other places." He's like, "Nah, listen, if you don't like it, we're coming for you, innit?" So Frank now goes home. One of the brothers has come out of prison. He's like the shooter. He's the hitman. The guy from Daredevil. I don't know if he's actually English. You know the guy from Daredevil, the guy that actually plays Daredevil?
Okay, yeah.
He plays an Irish guy. Okay. So I don't know where he's actually from, but he sounds legit.
Yeah.
So he's like the shooter. He comes out of jail. They have a welcome home party for him. Everyone's there drinking, having a good time. All the family members are there. And Frank's son is like a hothead. Like, he's the hothead guy. And basically Frank says, "Hey, listen, we're going to have to get an order. The drug dealers at the top of basically saying we have to deal with their drug." He's like, "Nah, fuck that. We're not dickheads. We're going to look soft." He's that guy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hothead guy. So in the end, they have a bit of an argument. He leaves in a row with his girl, says, "Oh, let's go." And then he sees like some of his ops that are from that. They're not ops, but they don't get along, innit? He gets out of the car. He's like, "Oh, what you lot on?" They rush him. He gets rushed. Then he goes home. He's like, "Babe, I'm going to ride out.
I'm going back.
She's like, "Don't do anything silly." He's like, "I'm riding out." He gets in his car, does a drive-by. I can't remember if someone gets shot, but he does a drive-by on them. Cool. Comes back, he says, "Don't say anything to anyone." Because obviously, he wasn't supposed to do that. That guy is underneath the big boss.
Yeah. So he's basically untouchable.
He's not supposed to have done that. So then, doesn't say anything. He does that. No one knows that he did it. And then there is a point where Michael, that's come out of jail,
He just wants to be humble now. He doesn't want to be a shooter no more. He wants to see his daughter. So he just he even says, look, I'll wash the cars at the car lot. I'll just be super, super humble, yeah? What happens is there's now a war with the big family because they found out, look, it's that son that did it from the Kinsellas. That's the kin name, right? Mm. So the boy that got shot at by the son says to the big dog, can I kill him?
Yeah.
Like, do I have the go ahead? He says, yeah, fuck it, do it. These times, they've got a whole deal together saying, yo, you're going to deal my drugs. But he says, yo, fuck it, kill him.
Yeah.
Cool. Now, just to add a little caveat into there, one of the sons of the brothers, he's a small boy. He's like, yo, I want to ride out with you, dad. Like, I just want to be part of it. And obviously the mum's like, no, you're going to go to school. You're going to go to college. You ain't even signed up to college yet. What's going on? He's like, I just want to ride out with dad. Dad takes him on a glide. He can't believe his eyes. Dad steams up some guy's face with an iron and all that kind of stuff. He says, hey, fuck it. I'm applying for college, bro.
I'm not built for it.
He tells his mum he's proud, yeah? So bang, get to the end scene. I'll just cut it short. They say, rah, we're going to go to the gym. He says, all right, no problem. Let me drive. Obviously, he's a small boy, but they're like, oh, fuck it. Just let him drive. Mum says, don't let him drive. He says, no, man, just let him drive. Cool. Drives. They go to the gym. And then that guy that got shot at comes and he sprays up the place, innit? But basically, he shoots the one that did the drive-by. He shoots him in the chest, but he actually wigs the son.
Mm.
So the son dies, and then Michael, that wanted to be living a humble life, that isn't a shooter, has just seen his nephew die in front of him. The guy that even caused it is still alive, was shot, and now he's just looking like, I'm going to have to ride out
again. Yeah, I'm going back.
Bang, ends there. And the whole series is cold. It's okay. A cold, cold family series, but... Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, I'm rating it like an 8. Yeah.
It's good. I like the Irishman.
It's good. Sometimes you can't understand.
Of course.
It's tough.
Yeah.
But they were good. That's what made me like it. The acting's really, really good.
Yeah.
Like the son, the guy Jimmy, one of the sons, very good actor. Very, very good actor.
Do you know who I like as an actor? You gave it an 8, right?
I give it an 8, yeah.
Jake Gyllenhaal. We'll talk about Roadhouse after.
Mm-hmm.
But I watched a film called Source Code.
Okay. No,
it's an old film though, no?
Yes.
I don't know why he's just been popping up, I guess, Jake.
He's got hella films.
He's got hella films.
And obviously, what's his name? Conor McGregor, when he was talking, he was like, Jake's done like 75 films. That's
he's done loads. Loads I ain't seen then.
Hella films. So basically, I think he was in the army and I think he died.
Hmm.
So then he wakes up. No, he's on a train scene, and he doesn't know what he's doing there. He wakes up in someone else's body. What we see is Jake. What the woman he sat next to is the other person.
Right.
So he looks in the mirror and sees the other person. Mm-hmm. So he's like, "What the hell's going on?" Sees the name in the wallet. He's like, "That's not my name." Boom, boom, boom. So he's gone to the toilet. He doesn't know what's going on, and then the train blows up, but he wakes up in like this room, doesn't know what's going on. So then he's like, a voice starts talking to him. He's like, what's going on? Where am I? What's going on? He's like, Jake, well, not Jake, but like Jake's character.
Yeah.
Like, we need you to do this thing. Like, we need you to focus when you go on. Like, what did you see? Who's there? What's going on? We need you to find this bomb. And then we need you to find who's detonating it from the phone, innit? So he's got 8 minutes from when he wakes up to when the train blows up again. But he grows attached to this woman that he sat next to, who knows the person, innit? The body he took over. So then he's dumb. He's trying to save people. And it's like, no, don't worry about all of that. You can't, these people are already dead. We just need to find the bomber because he's going to blow up something else.
Yeah, right.
So we need you to find the bomb. Don't try and deactivate the bomb. You know where the bomb is now.
Yeah.
Find the person. So now he's going mad on the train. Like, is it you? Like, why are you on your laptop? Let me see your phone. Yeah. Like, moving mad on the train. Train blows up again. So he's like, I have to go in again. Like, so now he's going in. He keeps going in. Like, things keep going wrong. He tries to get off the train and fight.
It's kind of like time travel then, basically, yeah?
Is it time travel?
It's almost like repeating the day.
Yeah.
Like Groundhog Day. It's a
piece of code that they send his conscious into.
I don't know how they do it. It's just some technology, isn't it?
Cloud
shit.
Yeah.
You know, like that. You just send the cloud rain there to like see what. I don't even know how they built it. I don't even think it's off like cameras of like the scene, but there's some. It's called source code, isn't it?
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Right.
Like, they just have a piece of code, send him in there. So like, and then he realized he can control a few more things with his mind. Shrink like the room that he's in, make it smaller, make it bigger. But then now he's trying to send messages
right
to the real world.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he goes up, he sees a sign, he goes upstairs, gets a lady's thing, sends an email, and that email actually gets sent, which is crazy. Like, I think, does he? Yeah. And then I think he takes over the body. I think he's somehow he survives it, innit?
Mm-hmm.
And he gets to date the woman. Like, for real, or he just stops the bomb so that piece of source code doesn't end anymore.
Okay. Mm. Okay.
So like, but you have to watch it to try and understand like how's the source code made, and then it's like it's kind of like, is it like a Shutter Island thing where it's like wait,
right, is
it
real? Don't know, or is whoever. It, yeah. Was it in his head or?
Yeah, because I think because after he tries to strike a deal with the person, after I do this, turn me off. Don't use me again.
Right.
Because they're using like it's one of them ones where they've made something, but they're trying to prove it works so they can sell it for millions, innit?
Okay.
To help stop crimes in the future or the past or whatever. But like, yeah, he's got 8 minutes to try and find the person, and he's just moving mad on the train. Like every time every time he goes there, everyone doesn't know what's going on, innit?
Yeah.
But
yeah,
he's just getting madder and madder.
Because it's like, bruv, I've been here before, yeah, bruv.
You know, one of them ones like, oh, he's going to spill the coffee. The phone's going to ring. And he's like, the train's going to blow. Like, he's always the train's going to blow up. Like, I'm just fucking
might be part of the Lazarus Project.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It sounds a bit like the Lazarus Project.
It was a good watch. It was a good watch. I wouldn't say it's like mad high, like 6.5. It's a decent watch.
Okay.
Yeah, but yeah, I'd say if you've got like
I feel like that's where his films are.
Yeah.
If you got like an hour 45 on a Tuesday, on Source Code on Netflix.
Because before we get into what's the one with the
Roadhouse.
I watched another one with him, and
Jake.
I'd give it
got a hella probably, films, boy.
I'd probably give it a 6.57. It was just a decent story, but my missus hated it.
Mm.
Like, she didn't understand because it goes back and forth between what actually happened in the real life, which is his ex-wife reading a book that he wrote and dedicated to her, and that actual book. So basically the scenes, like instead of her just reading the book, it's showing us what she's reading.
Right.
And it's about basically, he is driving somewhere with his wife and his daughter and some hillbilly redneck kind of guys basically run him off the road and then start saying, look, why did you hit my car?
Right.
He's like, bruv, I didn't hit your car. Like, what do you guys want? He's like, oh, your tire's flat. Don't worry, we'll fix it for you. Like, now they're all being nice. And so it's very weird. And then, but obviously the wife and daughter are still scared. He's still kind of like, okay, cool. Like, I don't really know what's going on. Dark road, no reception somewhere. Calabasas, I don't know.
Wyoming.
Somewhere out there. And yeah, essentially, it just shows that the book story is they end up killing the wife and the daughter. And then he obviously wants to get revenge, but justice in a sense. Right. And then he goes to tell a cop who has lung cancer. So the cop is just now like, let's kill them, basically. Now, I don't care what happens to them. I'm dying anyway. Let's just go and try them. Yeah. So yeah, but obviously, because it's like, this is a book.
Mm-hmm.
But she's reading the book.
Mm.
So, but the real life stuff that's happening basically has nothing to do with the film. So they could have just shown me a whole film
of just the book.
Like, they didn't need to show me her reading the book. but I was like, so the story, like, this is what I was
trying to add layers to it.
Yeah, it's like, I don't need to know she's reading the book. Just show me the book. Like, that's it. Like, but yeah, it was probably like a 6.5 or something because it was just like a nice story of how everything happens.
Roadhouse.
Who wants to start?
Doesn't start with me, boy.
No, we have to, because you said Has your live scoring changed?
Or has it got worse?
God's got worse, bro. It's got worse, bro. That was not a good film at all. I was just watching this thinking, what am I watching? Why are we still here? Like, I can appreciate that. Okay, cool. It was always going to be... Shoot, we're talking about Jake quite a lot, innit? It was always going to be that. Like, when I heard Conor McGregor's in it, I'm not thinking, okay, I'm going to see the best of acting, all that kind of stuff. He did a decent job. And that's kind of his character anyway. They've just kind of like dialed it up. But, you know, to me, the storyline was rubbish. yeah.
It was. The
storyline was absolutely rubbish. We didn't even get a chance to see what my man's dad was on.
You know, like being on content creator is rough.
It's rough. Yeah,
man, we'll work on
Rubbish. We'll rubbish you.
Damn.
Yeah, but yeah, storyline was rubbish. They could have showed a bit more about the whole thing behind it. Like in the end, it was almost like gentrification. It was like, oh, come on.
It is.
Come like, on,
the
man.
The only plans we saw or was just a one time we saw the 3D model of this large F-off hotel-looking casino.
Yeah.
No real drug deals, guy. Then one,
I don't know why you keep talking about drug deals. It wasn't about drugs.
It was.
Where was the drugs?
There was cartel involved.
Yeah,
no?
That main guy, they are drug dealers.
Yeah, but that's not what the thing is
it's
about.
Not about drug dealing, but there was hardly any like...
That's what annoyed me. They're drug dealers and he didn't even want... He even had the idea, maybe they want it because of the ports.
And they're like,
no, he just wants to build something there. So it's come like, on, man.
What do you want the ports for?
I don't want the ports.
So then there was just randomly large amount of cash. It's drug deals.
Why isn't it money from drug dealers?
But it's like, cool, it's not about drug, like, and then even why is, isn't he rich? Like,
he is.
So why is it, is it from drugs, or he's a drug dealer?
Yeah.
Or his dad was in bin, right?
Yeah, his dad was in jail.
From doing drugs?
Probably.
So where's any drug deals, guys?
Yeah, bro. Well, I didn't see one drug deal.
Why
I just
do
you
need to see drug deals,
I just saw
though?
The proceeds of drug deal.
Yeah, we just saw proceeds.
Drug deal.
Is that not enough?
I didn't see, like...
A little bit,
I
but
know,
like...
man.
Like, you know where it came from. It's not a mystery.
I hear
like,
it,
you
man,
know it came from drugs.
We should have introduced it. We should have just had it in there. Otherwise, don't say it came from drugs.
Like, why are they such dangerous people? They're just
they're
dangerous.
The cartel.
But like, just show
man.
Some drugs.
The way they're trying to, it's like, if you're really on that cartel stuff, just fucking come in there and spray the place up.
I do agree with
why
that.
Why are we struggling to get rid of this one black lady in this fucking...
He is
on,
a
man.
Businessman.
And
you
have to get bar fights because of drugs.
Yeah, it's like you're just going there to cause trouble.
There's a line you have to toe in this, you know?
If we want to talk about getting annoyed at people getting stabbed, I'm annoyed dude got stabbed in the beginning and just fucking had the knife in him. I was like, oh, come on, man. He's just been stabbed. Hey, come on. And then he took a fucking trip the next day on a Greyhound.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, man.
Yeah, but he at least had to go to the hospital and get the stitches done properly. Oh no! Even
he
then,
didn't even get the stitches. He said, "I ain't got the money for that." Slap some glue in it.
Listen,
it's a silly film.
And he was getting five a night.
This is what I didn't like.
How did she have money to pay him $5,000 a month or $5,000 a week?
$5,000 a week. Because he was supposed to stay for 4 weeks
in a bar that was getting destroyed every day. Where does she get her money
funny?
From? That's what I want to know.
Anytime there's a fight, the people just kept singing. Like, are they not going to stop?
It's amazing though. It's part of it.
But
it's
the bar fights are ridiculous because at a bar fight,
for no reason,
like, I'll just bang Tem and then you'll just bang me. It's like, didn't we come here together?
No, man.
I don't remember if it's
bar
the
fights,
Simpsons.
So everyone just came alone.
Bar fights.
Is it the Simpsons or Boondocks where they're like, oh yeah, just get a chair and throw it.
Yeah.
And if you're a chair, that's it. Bar,
that's
it's
it.
A fight.
Everybody's
it's like,
fighting. Like,
for what reason?
Bro, man, like, we're just scrapping.
Nah, I don't know, man. I just feel like they said, yo, Conor, we want to make a film with you. So they just put him in UFC for like, they only showed like two scenes of the fact that this guy was a UFC fighter before. That's why he's so dangerous. He killed his brethren.
Yeah.
But it was like, I don't know. It was like, that was the only way that they could bring Conor into it.
No.
No, that's what Conor wanted.
What do you mean?
That's what Conor said in his interview. Yeah, yeah. He said he wanted to show the UFC.
Yeah, I get it, but it's like the attachment to it. You could have put him in a different film, though.
No, but it made sense.
Yeah.
But that's not even about Conor. That's about Jake.
I know. That's my point. My thing is, the only reason why they made Jake a UFC fighter is just so that they could have Conor there.
No, also because of the character he's playing. He's a dangerous fighter. Nobody wants
it. I get that. But I'm saying, Conor being there, the only reason why he makes sense there is because there's just that tad bit of UFC. Do you get it?
Because if he was just like something else, like if Jake was even something else, it would still make sense for Conor to be
there. But Jake was... He wouldn't get casted. The thing about Jake was that he was a good fighter. That's why Post didn't want to fight him in the beginning.
Exactly.
Post Malone.
Oh, yeah. I get that. He could have just been a
random street fighter. He wouldn't have struck fear into anyone, though. Yeah. Conor still makes sense if it's a fighting film.
I like Conor's introduction scene. His acting at first.
Well, his Nyash out.
Yeah,
when he's coming down, like the after cheating someone's mission.
Yeah, his Nyash
is
out.
Yeah, his Nyash is out.
You didn't want to say that's why you liked him.
It was very cool, and he's just walking down the set and takes a man's jacket. That was a funny intro scene for Conor.
That was a good scene. Yeah.
But then, just walking around like the bad guy's base and just. With gold clear, like just making like ruckus.
Did
you think the fight scene was good?
I liked it. Yeah. I liked it. The only thing I didn't like in that fight scene between him and Jake was when he bangs his head on the piano and he says, this piano's out of tune. We didn't need that.
We didn't really need the talking.
Like, just keep it fighting. Yeah.
I didn't think the fight scenes were that good, to be fair.
I enjoyed it. I do know what? I'm going to say I'll give it. Again, a 6.5, maybe a 7 at a push, but...
No, you're pushing it.
I'll give it a 6.5. Just because it's an enjoyable watch if you're not expecting nothing great. And I think the problem is, did you watch the trailer?
No. Did you watch the trailer?
See, I watched the trailer, so I've already gone in knowing what I'm going to get from this film. So when I watched it, I was like, this is what I thought it was going to be. It was funny at times.
It was funny at times.
The dude that he broke his arm earlier, came.
Yeah, that guy was funny.
He was
a recurring joke.
Yeah, he was a recurring
joke. Because he was a nice guy. He's like, oh, how far is the hospital?
All right.
The alligator was silly.
What was funny about it?
The alligator was silly.
Random. Because it ate my man.
One time. This is Captain Hook, bruv.
He ate somebody, bro.
This is silly, man.
I wanted some more jokes out of it if they had Conor there, bruv. I would have preferred it to be more funny.
No, it was kind of funny.
Yeah.
It was kind of funny. I'm at a flat 6. Where you at, 2?
Nah, I won't give it that bad. It's still entertaining to a degree. I'll give it a 5.
That's up. You said 3 in live.
Oh, is that up? I was angry. I was really annoyed.
It's because you left your house.
He was angry.
Don't worry. And some members joined us for that one as well. That was a screening with Amazon. Thank you for the invite. If you're a member, especially Platinum, man, you get invited to some things, you know, early screenings. It's not the first time either. Some people have been some places. We're going theater. In the month of April, we're going to watch Red Pitch, and at some point for Black Boys, Platinum members, you know, you've got your spaces, you've scrunched our shirt. Don't worry, we'll be going with anyone other than Platinum Cinema Club. There's going to be some films coming up. And guys, if you definitely got to this point, click like, drop a comment, and make sure that it doesn't say subscribe. Make sure it says subscribed. And yeah, man, we'll see you next time.
All right, cool. Peace.